This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1953. Is All Ears English amazing or what? Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
How can you use the phrase or what at the end of your statement to open up small talk with enthusiasm or even to sway someone to think in one way or another? Learn how to do it in English today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Michelle. How's everything going today?
Hey, Lindsay. Good, good, good. We're doing an impromptu recording. We didn't even know we'd be recording this afternoon, did we?
Well, you know, recording is my favorite thing. We do it All Ears English, so I'm always up for a good recording session.
Well, yeah. Thank you. This is going to be good. I mean, gosh, is this a great day or what?
It's a great day, Michelle. It really is. And now I know you really think that because you said, or what?
That's right. You know I'm telling the truth. Guys, today we are going to talk about two words. And these two words are, the first word is or, and the second word is what. But we're going to talk about them together.
Together. Exactly. Exactly. Or what. And I love when you say that because you're being more emphatic, right? You're just really saying it's really a great day. You know, I'm feeling that energy coming from your end. So it's useful.
Right. And yeah, exactly. And there are a couple ways that we might use this or what. It's funny. I planned this episode probably, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And just the other day, it's funny. I must have forgotten. And I said, or what? And I was like, oh, that would be a good episode idea.
And I already planned it.
So wow, weird. You know that I really say it.
Guys, here at All Ears English, you get real English. And this is how you know. We're taking stuff from our real lives. I love that.
That's right. So there are a couple of different ways that we might use or what, but we're going to focus on one today and we can do more in the future. So yeah. Lindsay, when I said to you, and you've already kind of clued, you know, hinted the listeners into what this might mean, I said, is this a great day or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what does the or what mean to you?
Well, so you're basically saying it is a great day and you believe that with a lot of enthusiasm, and you're trying to check and see if that's true for me, but it's more like you're insisting it is, right? You're not really asking, is it a great day? You're just, you're encouraging me to say, yeah, it is a great day. And luckily it is a great day for me today. So
that's good. That's good. Yeah. It's basically saying like, yes, this is a great day. This is what I'm declaring. And I'm pretty sure you agree with me.
Exactly. So usually I feel like we'd use it in situations where we share that, you know, maybe at our company, we just hit some milestone and we're going out to celebrate, for example. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Right, right, right. Exactly. I mean, Lindsay, would you use this in your regular everyday vocabulary?
I would say so. Not all the time, but I would save it for times that I'm really, you know, wanting to emphasize, but I would. What about you? It sounds like you use it a lot.
It sounds like I do it because I did it again and I, you know, didn't even think about it. So yeah, it's a great way to emphasize what you're saying. It's a way of saying, yep, and this is what I think, and I think that you probably agree with me. So we should give some more examples. But before we do that, what do we want our listeners to do, Lindsay?
Well, we just want to remind you guys, if you are loving All Ears English, a lot of people love this show. So become a member of All Ears English, right? Become one of our listeners, right? We believe in connection, not perfection on this show. And we're going to show you how to connect through English. But in order to make sure you get there with us, you need to hit follow. So hit that follow button. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure you hit follow so you get 4 episodes a week from us.
Awesome. Love it. Guys, go ahead and do that now. So Lindsay, let's do some examples. So what's the first example?
Here we go. Is this an amazing party or what?
Okay, good. I mean, and what could this be used for at a party?
Yeah, so something, it's an exceptional party. It's when the, you know, something really cool is happening, something different. Maybe you're doing like a stargazing thing and there are, what do you call those things? Telescopes. It's just something different, right? And you want the other person to talk about how they're experiencing the party.
Right. I think it's a good opener, you know?
It's a good opener. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If somebody's like standing at the table with the appetizers, you know, and you're wanting to introduce yourself to them, you might say, oh, is this an amazing party or what? That's a kind of good opening line as well.
Yeah, I love it. Or we could talk about the weather, for example. Mm-hmm. Is this weather gorgeous or what? Mm-hmm.
I wish there was some gorgeous weather here, but there's not.
But the good thing about living on the East Coast, Michelle, New York, even Boston, when I live there, is that you really appreciate it when the springtime comes. You're going to say that to someone. Is it a beautiful day or what?
That's true. Oh my gosh. So yeah, you could say that when, let's say you run into somebody.
Yeah.
Let's say like I'm with my son and I run into some friends at the playground and it's a beautiful day, that I might say it then.
Exactly. So it's that extra little bit of oomph here that we're trying to emphasize something is very special, right? Or what else? Right.
Is she adorable or what? So that would be like talking about a little kid, kind of like, oh, instead of saying like, oh, she's so cute, you might say, oh, is she adorable or what? That would be a nice thing to say.
For sure. Or is this traffic terrible or what? Now, that's a good question. That makes me think, do you use this more for positive things or negative or just exceptional things, whether they're positive or negative? Where do you lean?
I would say exceptional things, whether they're positive or negative. I think maybe there's a slightly more positive spin, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a slight positive spin, maybe like 60-40. But I would use it for a negative situation. I just think more often it's more positive stuff.
So, right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. I could see that. I mean, but, or you could say, is this movie boring or what?
Right. What comes to mind here, another use of this is actually on Sunday, I had a chance to ski with my niece for the first time ever.
Aww.
So my family, my brother and sister-in-law and my niece, they were out in Colorado. It was a spontaneous trip. And they were like, hey, you want to go skiing with us at Copper Mountain? Aww. So we went up there and she and I got to go off on our own and ski together. And I was just like really on cloud 9. It was a great day. It was a bluebird day, sunny. And I kept saying to her, is this a great day or what? Right.
Yeah.
Because she's 9 and I want to overemphasize everything. And I was happy. And so it's just we're adding a little extra animation when we say this. Right.
Right. I can't believe she's 9.
She's 9. And I also really want her to love skiing because I want to ski with her when she's older. Right. Like I want her to take trips out here and stay with us and ski together. So
it's
I want to get her positive associations with skiing. Right. So it's like it's in a way it's like we're kind of pushing our, I wouldn't say our agenda, but we're kind of pushing our feelings about something onto someone else a little bit when we use this, isn't it?
Interesting. Oh, that is an interesting way of looking at it, because it would be like, especially like, I'm thinking about like in the business world,
yeah.
Just a little bit, like if, you know, the, you know, your superior is like, oh, is this a, like, this is a great day or what? Or is this a great meeting or what? It's kind of like, you're not going to say no, you know,
yeah.
It's different than true. It's not really genuinely asking.
Yeah,
in that right. kind of a situation. I mean, right. there are just kind of like fun ways to use this. Oh, is this weather gorgeous or what?
Yeah.
Whatever. But
yeah.
like, imagine you're having like a terrible yeah. time and your boss is just like, oh, was this a great project or what? And you're like, then you kind of,
yeah.
you just have to say yes.
Exactly. That's my drift, right? So
yeah.
there is a hint. There's a little hint of kind of being a politician in this, in this phrase, mm-hmm. right? Using it to plant an idea or get someone to agree and maybe hope they think that. It's right. kind of interesting in that sense that
it's
we can use that phrase in that way. Yeah.
I did not think about it like that, but I think that's a really good point.
Yep.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Michelle, let's dig deeper here. What's next?
All right. So again, I just want to go over kind of the structure here.
Yes, we
so
love structure.
Usually, right. It's usually, is this mm-hmm. a noun and an adjective or what? Right.
Okay.
So is this a
yeah.
a great, actually, that's not true. A great party or what? That's not true.
A great party or what? So adjective and noun.
Yes,
and
exactly.
then or what?
Yes, adjective and noun.
We got our
or but you could but actually you can switch it.
Is this party
you could
great?
Say mm-hmm. yeah, is this a great party or what, or is this party great or what? So you can do either,
right? Or going back to skiing, is this a beautiful ski day or what?
Right.
Or
right.
is the skiing beautiful today or what? Right.
Right.
So we can mix it around for sure, guys. You have some
yes,
flexibility.
That's why I wrote that. So yes. yes, you do. But is this blank or what? Basically, that's what we need to get to.
And you also need tone of voice here, right? You can't just
oh.
say this in a flat way because,
no.
again, we are kind of pushing our ideas a little bit here, a little bit of a nudge for people. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, but Lindsay, I mean, how could this bring about connection?
Like, many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think this is for situations that are unique and something stands out in your head so that you want to talk about it, but you need a lead in. You need a way to open that conversation. And we hope that someone responds and says, yeah, it really was a great ski day. I couldn't believe how good the snow was out here compared to New England. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something
yeah, yeah.
like that. Something like that. It's a starter.
Right. Right. It's a good start. I think it shows that, you know, you connect and you're kind of like, except in that other example we gave in where it could be kind of pushing something.
Yeah.
But it also shows in just a typical friendly way, I think, that you feel that you have a connection with somebody. You feel that you agree with somebody.
Yes.
And so I think it shows enthusiasm as well.
Yeah, it shows enthusiasm. And I love it. Interesting. So could you see yourself using this with your kids? For example, if you just brought your kid to a new daycare and mm-hmm. you want them to love that daycare and they come mm-hmm. home and like, was that a great, was that a great daycare day or what? Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you
yeah.
imagine doing that? Right. Like kind of pushing.
I think that it's probably pretty common. It's
yeah.
so funny where the direction of this episode went. I was thinking
really
of it as like such a genuine whatever. And now all of a sudden I'm like, I'm pushing my agenda. Like,
it doesn't mean we're not genuine. I mean, life is, you know, sometimes we're setting the tone for something,
yeah.
right? Especially as a
right.
parent. I think you kind of probably have to do that at times because you kind of know what's right for the kids and kind
sure.
of pushing them in a way of thinking sometimes. I don't know. It's interesting. This
no,
is
no,
what,
no. It's
yeah.
true. I mean, my son, when he started, I mean, especially for little kids, my son, when he first started at his preschool, I mean, it was awful. Like he was crying every day at the door. I was crying. Like it was breaking
oh,
my
no.
heart. It's terrible. Oh my God. That, you know, I don't know. Just like that separation anxiety. So you do kind of have to just be strong and say like, oh, is this great or what? So it is bringing that extra enthusiasm.
Really interesting. So let's show our listeners how this is done in some role plays. We know they love role plays.
Here we go. Let's do it. Okay. All right. So here we are, neighbors, and let's go.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Lindsay. Getting some gardening done?
You know it.
Oh, is this beautiful weather or what?
Oh, it so is. Oh, I like that structure for our listeners for a bonus today. I mean, what did I say there?
Is.
Yeah.
It so is. And that's very like conversational instead of just saying, oh, it is, or it definitely is. It so is a good bonus.
And we have to emphasize so. Otherwise, those words are going to get all confused and jumbled in people's when they hear you say that, right? It so is. Right.
So exactly. So in this next one, we are strangers at a party, and let's go for it.
So just to go back to the last one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't go back. Go through.
I just wanted to go through that. You know, so what you said was, is this beautiful weather or what? And this is an example of where you're not planting a seed. You're not pushing an idea, right? You are just commenting on the beauty of life and a beautiful day. And so that's kind of more to the enthusiasm idea. I love that.
Right.
You want to share it with your neighbor. Yeah.
Thank you for going back on that one, Lindsay.
All right. You're just overeager today, Michelle. You're excited.
I know.
To be here.
I'm so excited. All right. So the next one, we are strangers at a party. So here we go. Hi, I'm Michelle.
I'm Lindsay.
How do you know Rachel?
Through work, you?
From school.
Oh, nice. Is this veggie dip delicious or what?
Oh, it's amazing. That's why I keep coming over to the veggie table.
I know, me too. That would be me with the dessert table more than the veggie table, I think. All right, what do we do here?
Well, so I introduced myself and then you said, is this veggie dip delicious or what? So you probably see me eating the veggie dip.
Yeah.
And so it's just a way to connect. It's like this is just a good structure to use when you're trying to start a conversation, I think.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we talk about using shared situations to start the conversation, right? You don't have to come up with some brilliant insight. Also, that would be inappropriate to start a conversation, right, Michelle? Mm-hmm. Use what you're currently experiencing and just make a comment.
What do you see? Yeah, what do you see? Think to yourself, what do you see? What do you hear? What do you taste? Right?
Ooh, like, that's good.
So that's kind of a good way, you know, go through. Maybe this is a good other separate episode, but to go through all the senses to find the way to enter the conversation.
We are going to do that episode, Michelle. Let's do that. That's a great idea. We have so many great episode ideas here in Allers English. It's why you guys need to go ahead and hit follow on this show right now. Michelle, what's the takeaway? What should we think about at the end of today's episode?
Okay, guys, like we said, this can show a lot of enthusiasm. It's very emphatic to say, or what? But, you know, think about it. Are you using it in a genuine way? That's really great. If you're using it maybe to try and push something on someone in a negative way, you know, just think again, like if somebody looks like they're, you know, about to cry and you say, is this a great day or what? Maybe that's, you know, not going to work. So,
yeah, we don't condone that.
Think about what it might mean in some ways.
Absolutely. Our goal here is to give you guys the skills to connect, you know, in those moments, those key moments. And this is a good one. I love it. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. I'll see you very soon.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.